This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado abortion providers are expecting to see an influx of patients from out of state after Texas passed new abortion restrictions. A spokeswoman with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says people have started to donate money to help pay for patients from other states get access to health clinics that perform abortions. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette is helping to lead the effort in Congress against the new Texas law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Denver Democrat is co-chair of the Pro-Choice Caucus. The group met Thursday to discuss the Texas law and what Congress can do to protect access to abortion services regardless of where a woman lives. On top of the agenda is passing the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade into law. DeGette and all Democratic members of the delegation are co-sponsors of the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to bring it up for a vote when members return this fall. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Republican Doug Lamborn says the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to block the Texas law is a positive first step in restoring states' rights. More than 200,000 people have already come to this year's state fair in Pueblo. Manager Scott Stoller told KRCC earlier this week that so far attendance has been on par with a typical year after last year's fair was mostly canceled because of the pandemic.
They are really good numbers. Attendance has been up. Food revenue has been up. Carnival ride grosses, which is revenue, is also up quite a bit.
The state fair runs through Monday. Along the Front Range today, from Pueblo and Colorado Springs to Metro Denver, it's highs in the 80s. This is CPR News.